But there is enough presence in you now so that you can use it as a sword. And I'm now talking about the active side of presence, because presence is both fierce and gentle. It has an active aspect and a passive aspect. It depends from what perspective you look on it. So when we say that, allow this moment to be, in that there is an arising. There's surrender and presence go together. Surrender to what is one side of presence, and that looks passive. But that is not the full picture. You cannot surrender to what is, it would not work, if there were not also a fierce aspect to presence, an active, very active aspect to presence. So on the one hand, it's very gentle and allowing, but it is also, it acts like a sword that cuts through accumulations, collective, of the collective human mind and pain body. So there comes this attention. When the Zen master raises his finger and looks at you, there's a fierce look on his face. We see it in old drawings of Zen masters. You wouldn't want to meet them in a dark street. The eyes come bulging out of their heads. So they represent the fierce aspect of presence. Underneath it, if you look closely, if the artist who draw this drawing of the Zen master was in tune with the Zen master's inner state, if you look closely, you will find also hidden there underneath the fierceness, the gentle aspect of presence. It's hidden. If you look into the eyes, they both are present there. So, allowing what is to be needs to come together with a sword-like aspect, almost what seems the mind would say irreconcilable, but they're not irreconcilable, perhaps only from the point of view of the mind. So, how does that work? This moment, something arises. This moment takes form as an event that appears in front of you. A person or an event. Now, allowing this moment to be as it is in whatever form it arises requires you to face fully what is. Not opposing, facing in an open way. Not facing as if you were fighting a battle against something. You face it in an open way, like this, to have your arms extended like this. So this is the gentle, and yet at the same time you look it straight in the eye, so to speak, whatever it is. This is the gentle, the receptive. And the attention is the fierce. So you welcome what is, but there's a fierce attention that flows through you onto whatever it is that's happening. Not fighting anything, just its fierce alertness. And that cuts through the old reactions that otherwise would, that are all accumulations in the reactive mind. they can then not operate anymore. And intelligence itself, which is attention is great intelligence, but very different from the accumulated so-called intelligence of the human mind, that is a limited aspect of the greater intelligence, a limited form that this greater intelligence can take, which is fine too. It's only not fine anymore if that is all you know and all you think you are.